Cadsoft expands its consumer market with Envisioneer online home design application. Ever think of designing your own space or renovating a room in your house? These days, not only are do-it-yourself projects trending, but design-it-yourself is also a thing, as tools are right at your fingertips with software programs now accessible and easier for consumers to use. The whole premise of Cadsoft's Envisioneer online is that you don't have to be a CAD expert or an architect to use it. It helps that the software is accessible to everyone on any device. Envisioneer Online is a free cloud-based home design tool introduced in 2019 that lets users design, visualize, and collaborate on home projects. Envisioneer Online is now ready for mainstream as Cadsoft launched the online tool to the public earlier this year. Canada-based Cadsoft has extended its expertise and expanded its market from design and building professionals to consumers. The company certainly has the qualifications, as if specialized in BIM, building information modeling solutions, since 2001 with its flagship Envisioneer desktop offering for design professionals. Cadsoft's roots date back to the pre-BIM era in the 90s, when the company was creating third-party apps for AutoCAD 2D design and drafting software. Frank Baldassarre, Engineering.com's very own CEO and co-founder, is Cadsoft's executive chairman and has led the company since 2001. Like many other CAD software developers, Cadsoft is tapping into the consumer market. Autodesk, for instance, introduced Homestyler, a free online home design platform, in 2009, and Dassault Systèmes launched Home by Me, an online design application for interior designers and retailers, in 2020. Then there's the ever-popular SketchUp, which has been around since the 2000s and offers its own variation for consumers with SketchUp Make, formerly SketchUp for Home and Personal Use, and introduced in May 2013, a free-of-charge version of the software for home, personal, and educational use. Cadsoft knows consumers have options. What makes Envisioneer Online unique is that users can collaborate with others simultaneously in the cloud. And coming soon, artificial intelligence to guide users through design choices, according to Chantal Pitts, Chief Revenue Officer at Cadsoft. Envisioneer Online was designed with consumers in mind, so it's about simplicity, said Pitts. With programs like Envisioneer Online, consumers don't have to spend thousands of dollars on CAD programs that are hard to use. To bring us up to speed, Pitts gave us a demo and shared the company's vision for Envisioneer Online. We wanted to have a space where anyone can design, anywhere, at any time, on any device, said Pitts. So, it's completely in the cloud. And it allows them to design and create, but it also allows them to collaborate. While a demo can be informative and is a good way to start, there's no better way to learn about it than to try out the program yourself. So, I gave it a whirl, and here's what I found while trying it out.
To get started, you just hit launch and you can watch the demo or dive right into it.
I would encourage you to watch the intro video first, so you'll be ready to design your own room in no time. You can pick a template for a particular room, such as a kitchen, living room, or bathroom, or you can start with an empty template. You can design it yourself from scratch or pick from pre-designed templates such as traditional or contemporary, which can be modified to your liking. The interface is pretty straightforward and uses icons that you can scroll over to view a description of the tool. For instance, it features a build tool, where you can add doors, windows, HVAC, and so on. There is an abundance of options to choose from. For instance, there are 95 door options and 160 window types.
Each item has a picture and basic description, for example, bathtub 5. There is also a materials tool with paint options, where you can choose from close to 500 colors or select from various countertops. To keep track of what you selected for your model, you can click on the three dots in the upper right corner to view your cart. You can also download a PDF of the list.
Envisioneer Online lets you select furnishes like appliances, furniture, plumbing fixtures like sinks, bathtubs, faucets, lights, cabinets, and random things such as TVs, arcade games, and guitars. You can also make selections from categories for items specific to rooms like bedroom, office, mudroom, and so on. You can even choose items from manufacturers like Pottery Barn or Allen plus Roth. To make it more convenient, there's even a search option in each of the build, materials, and furnish tools to help you easily narrow down options. For instance, say you only want to see chairs. Or you can choose type from the drop-down menu, for example, when in the furnish tool, to narrow down furnishing types to sofa, chair, storage, and so on. Envisioneer Online also features various item views, where you can display a bigger picture of an item or get a smaller picture with a more detailed description.
For instance, a smaller picture view shows the dimensions and the manufacturer next to an item. Once you've added the items to your design model, you can also view their details by clicking on an item and then selecting the icon on the left. For example, say you want to quickly see the dimensions of a couch you've placed. making selections and placing items in your design is a snap. Note that you must be in 3D mode to add items to your model. Simply click on the item you like and then click on the space in your template where you'd like to place it. You can easily move items by double-clicking on them and dragging them or by selecting them with the Move tool. What's great is that with AI built into the program, if you are trying to place an item that doesn't fit correctly in a space, the program won't let you place it there. Real live support. What's cool is that if you run into any issues or have questions, you can use the live chat window. I tested it out, and the response time was immediate and I was able to get multiple questions answered by a live person. If you reach the chat after hours, you can leave a message. I did, and the support team got back to me the next day. In fact, I had 3 responses, and have been able to use the same email to communicate back and forth to ask additional questions. But the live chat is where it's at if you're in the middle of a design session. You can hit save throughout your design session and you will be prompted to save or discard the updated model when you hit the exit icon. When you exit or sign in, you'll see that all your projects are conveniently listed under My Projects by date of the most recent. From here, you can also share, update the description, or delete a project. Sharing is simple too. When you hit the Share tool, you are prompted to provide an email and you can assign edit/view or view access for the recipient. When the recipient receives the link via email, they are asked to register to view the project. The invite expires after 24 hours. For viewing and navigating, you can toggle between 2D and 3D mode and there are multiple options for zooming in and out through the Envisioneer online interface or by using your keyboard or device. There is also walk or orbit mode. Quick tips. You can be in 2D or 3D to add elements to your project. You can easily move items by clicking on them and dragging them or by selecting them with the Move tool. To delete items, click on them and hit the Delete button on the screen or use your keyboard. You can use the Undo and Redo tools on the interface or use keyboard commands. Use anywhere. Whether you're looking to get your foot in the door with your own design or you're a professional designer, Envisioneer Online really does have something to offer for everyone. And the beauty of it is that you can do it from anywhere, on any device. Stay tuned for updates as CADsoft plans to offer more features for both consumers and design professionals. Ready to try Envisioneer Online out yourself? Go to https://www.envisioneeronline.com/. After a few days of tinkering in the program, I think I may be ready to even take on my own project.